vigorous trees, sweet in the male and the female flower, towns of many birds and small animal and insect people, giving much shade, giving much food, great wealthy ones worthy of praise. Words, birds, a Madrone Lodge text. What works for words may not work for things, and to say that because two sayings that contradict each other cannot both be true is not to say that opposites do not exist. The word is not the thing. Word and thing have each their own way. It is true that a town is made of stone, clay, and wood. It is true that a town is made of people. These words do not deny each other at all. It is true that a bird's way and the wind blowing make a feather fall. It is true that finding that feather in my way, I understand that it has fallen for me. Those words deny each other in part. It is true that everything that is must be as it is, and that nothing is but the play of illusion upon the void. It is true that everything is, and it is true that nothing is. These words deny each other wholly. The world of our life is the weaving that holds them together while holding them apart. The world is the bridge between the walls of a canyon, the banks of a river in an abyss, and words are the birds that fly across and across. They cannot be in two places at the same time, but they can cross and come back. It takes all one's life long to cross the bridge to the other side. But the birds fly back and forth across the canyon, singing and speaking from one side to the other. The cats here don't care. Some sayings, wise saws, and small stones from the valley. Why are you making the house so clean? Because there's going to be an earthquake. If there was only one of anything, it would be the end of the world. Judgment is poverty. When I'm afraid, I listen to the silence of the field mouse. When I'm fearless, I listen to the silence of the mousing cat. If you don't teach machines and horses to do what you want in their way, they'll teach you to do what they want in your way. To go again where you have gone, increase. To go backwards, danger. Better to come round. Multitude, diversity, quantity, exuberance. Rarity, purity, quality, chastity. Nothing can make water better. More than is needed is life. The valley is the house of earth and the left-hand way. The mountain is the hinge of the Heia'if. To enter upon the right-hand way, one goes up on the mountain and from it into the house of sky, and looking back, one sees the valley as the dead see it. To be single-minded is to be unmindful. Mindfulness is keeping many different things in mind and observing their relations and proportions. To conquer is to be careless. Carefulness is holding oneself and one's acts in appropriate relation and proportion to the many other beings and intentions. To take is to be joyless. Joyfulness is accepting the given, which cannot be earned by mindfulness nor deserved by carefulness. The great hunter, one arrow in his quiver, one thought in his head. Cats may be green somewhere else, but the cats here don't care. All the mountains in a little stone. Owning is owing, having is hoarding. Like and different are quickening words, brooding and hatching. Better and worse are egg-sucking words, they leave only the shell. Care may be questioned with care, joy with joy. Read what the worms write on the madrone leaf and walk sideways. Pandora converses with the archivist of the Library of the Madrone Lodge at Wakwahana. Pandora. Niece, this is a beautiful library. Archivist. In the town at the springs of the river, it is appropriate that the library be beautiful. Pandora. This looks like a rare book cabinet. Archivist. Old books, fragile ones. Here, this scroll, what strong calligraphy. And good materials, linen paper. It hasn't darkened at all. This is milkweed paper here, a good texture. Pandora. How old is the scroll? Archivist. Oh, 400 years, maybe. 500. Pandora. Like a Gutenberg Bible to us. Do you have a lot of such old books and scrolls, then? Archivist. Well, more here than anywhere else. Very old things are venerable, aren't they? So people bring things here when they get very old. Some of it's rubbish. Pandora. How do you decide what to keep and what to throw away? The library really isn't very large when you consider how much writing goes on here in the valley. Archivist. Oh, there's no end to the making of books. Pandora. And people give writings to their haemas as offerings. Archivist. All gifts are sacred. Pandora. So the libraries would all get to be enormous if you didn't throw most of the books and things out. But how do you decide what to keep and what to destroy? Archivist. It's difficult. It's arbitrary, unjust, and exciting. We clear out the haemas libraries every few years. Here in the Madrone of Wakwaha, the lodge has destruction ceremonies yearly, between the grass and the sun dances. They're secret, members only, a kind of orgy, a fit of house cleaning, the nesting instinct, the collecting drive, turned inside out, reversed, unhoarding. Pandora, you destroy valuable books? Archivist, oh yes, who wants to be buried under them? Pandora, but you could keep important documents and valuable literary works in electronic storage at the exchange, where they don't take up any room. Archivist, the city of mine does that. They want a copy of everything. We give them some. What is room? Is it only a piece of space? Pandora, but intangibles, information. Archivist, tangible or intangible, either you keep a thing or you give it. We find it safer to give it. Pandora, but that's the point of information storage and retrieval systems. The material is kept for anyone who wants or needs it. Information is passed on, the central act of human culture. Archivist, keeping grows, giving flows. Giving involves a good deal of discrimination. As a business, it requires a more disciplined intelligence than keeping, perhaps. Disciplined people come here, Oak Lodge people, historians, learned people, scribes and reciters and writers. They are always here, like those four, you see, going through the books, copying out what they want, annotating. Books no one reads go. Books people read go after a while. But they all go. Books are mortal. They die. A book is an act. It takes place in time, not just in space. It is not information, but relation. Pandora. This is the kind of conversation they always have in Utopia. I set you up, and then you give interesting, eloquent, and almost entirely convincing replies. Surely we can do better than that. Archivist. Well, I don't know, Aunt. What if I asked the questions? What if I asked you if you had considered my peculiar use of the word safe, and if you had considered the danger of storing up information as you do in your society? Pandora. Well, I... Archivist. Who controls the storage and the retrieval? To what extent is the material there for anyone who wants and needs it, and to what extent is it there only for those who have the information that it is there? The education to obtain that information, and the power to get that education. How many people in your society are literate? How many are computer competent? How many of them have the competence to use libraries and electronic information storage systems? How much real information is available to ordinary, non-government, non-military, non-specialist, non-rich people? What does classified mean? What do shredders shred? What does money buy? In a state, even a democracy, where power is hierarchic, how can you prevent the storage of information from becoming yet another source of power to the powerful, another piston in the great machine? Pandora. Niece, you're a damned Luddite. Archivist. No, I'm not. I like machines. My washing machine is an old friend. The printing press here is rather more than a friend. Look, when Mines died last year, I printed this poem of his. 30 copies for people to take home and to give to the haemas. Here, this is the last copy. Pandora. It's a nice job. But you cheated. You didn't ask a question. You asked a rhetorical question. Archivist. Well, you know, people who live in cultures that have an oral literature as well as a written literature get a good deal of practice in rhetoric. But my question wasn't just a trick. How do you keep information, yet keep it from being the property of the powerful? Pandora, through not having censorship, having free public libraries, teaching people to read, and to use computers to plug into the sources, press, radio, television, not fundamentally dependent on government or advertisers. I don't know. It keeps getting harder. Archivist, I didn't mean to make you sad, Aunt. Pandora, I never did like smart-ass utopians, always so much healthier and saner and sounder and fitter and kinder and tougher and wiser and righter than me and my family and friends. People who have the answers are boring, niece. Boring, boring, boring. Archivist, but I have no answers, and this isn't utopia, Aunt. Pandora, the hell it ain't. Archivist, this is a mere dream, dreamed in a bad time, and up yours to the people who ride snowmobiles, make nuclear weapons, and run prison camps by a middle-aged housewife. A critique of civilization possible only to the civilized, an affirmation pretending to be a rejection, a glass of milk for the soul ulcered by acid rain, a piece of pacifist Jean-Jacquerie, and a cannibal dance among the savages in the ungodly garden of the farthest west. Pandora. You can't talk that way. Archivist. True. Pandora. Go sing Heya like any savage. Archivist. Only if you'll sing with me. Pandora. I don't know how to sing Heya. Archivist. I'll teach you, Aunt. Pandora. I'll learn, niece. Pandora and the archivist sing. Heya, heya, hey. Heya, heya. Heya, hey, heya. Heya, heya. Hey, heya, heya. Heya, heya. Heya, heya, hey, heya, heya. That is the 5-4 heya sung four times. It may be sung four times, or five times, or nine times, or as many times as you like, or not at all.